All right, so this morning, our message is called Back to School Shopping. All right, how many of you guys like back to school shopping? Back to school shopping. So, like, that's good. I like the excitement. So not even like the fact that you're going back to school, but you just, like, who just likes going to the store with their parents, like, and you get to buy all this new stuff? Like, that's fun. That's kind of fun. Do you guys, like, there is this, I don't know what it is, but there's, like, this smell, like, in the store. Like, when you start walking through the aisles with, like, all the new school supplies, it's like, like, it's great. I don't know why, like, it's a really weird smell if it was anything else than back to school smell. Like, it would be weird if it was anything other than back to school smell. And I just remember, like, I was so excited to get my list, like, my school supply list as a kid, because that meant I was going to get, like, new pencils, I was going to get a new eraser, I was going to get a new lunchbox, I hoped. Like, I wanted a new lunchbox, I wanted, like, the latest backpack with way too many zippers that I ever would need to put anything inside of. But it was just, like, it was so exciting. How many of you guys love getting, like, new backpacks? It's fun. Like, it's, I don't know why, but, like, all I wanted to do in August was, like, go school supply shopping with my parents. I didn't want to actually go to school. I just wanted to, like, get new stuff.
I know.
And so I was, like, I was always so pumped for, like, the list to be released. And then you're really excited because you're going to school and you get all your new stuff. And then, like, day two of school, you're like, all right, when's next year? Exactly. When are we going back? When are we going to go get more stuff? Because I'm already bored. So, like, the first day and that whole kind of leading up was always really fun. But one thing that didn't happen every year, but whenever it did, I was always really, really excited, was that every once in a while, during school shopping, my mom, always my mom, would take me to go buy new clothes for school. Like, the, like, new school year outfits. Like, because I was 7 and I had no idea what to buy for myself, or else if I bought my own clothes, I'd look ridiculous. Also, I had no money because I was 7. So I just loved being able to go, because I would, you know, it's not even like the clothes that I had were old. It's just because you grow, and so your parents are like, we just bought you these new jeans like 3 weeks ago, and now you're 3 sizes bigger. What in the world is happening? Like, for some of you who are, especially like in middle school, it's like, I wore these for a long time, but now it's like your mom bought you a new shirt like 2 weeks ago for school this year, and then you went to go put it on yesterday, and like it already doesn't fit because you grew like 2 inches, and so it comes up to here, and your belly button's just like out, and you're like, hi, I'm ready for school. Your mom, it's just like, oh my goodness, we just bought this. So that was always one of my favorite things, was not just walking into school with like a new backpack or like new supplies or whatever, like they were fresh. I loved walking into school and being like, I have all new clothes on right now. Like, that was one of my favorite things, was back to school shopping for clothes. I really, really enjoyed that. And it was a lot of fun. It was exciting. And there was just kind of like this newness to it. And so I want us to kind of talk about that this morning. So the question that I have for you this morning is, what are you wearing this year? And so I'm not just specifically talking about clothes. I'm talking about something else. And so if you guys have your Bibles, we're going to be in the book of Colossians chapter 3. The book of Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Verses 12 through 17. I'm going to read this whole passage, and then we are going to dive in. So I'm kind of going to give us a view of the whole picture, and then we're going to kind of take it apart piece by piece. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're with me, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. There we go. So if you're in your Bibles, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. So I'm going to read this whole thing, and then we're gonna dive in piece by piece. You guys ready? Ready to go?
No.
I hear no, nothing. Are you guys ready? You guys ready to go? All right, here we go. Everybody listen up. Colossians 3, chapter 12. Or sorry, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. There is no chapter 12 in Colossians. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So I ask that question again. What are you wearing this year? Some of you guys, you start school already this week. Some of you don't start for another week and a half, 2 weeks or so. Maybe some of you feel like school never ends for like, because you're already doing homeschool or you're already doing like pre-school work, doing like reading and all of these things, and you feel like it's just kind of continually happening. But there is a start date coming for this year, whether it's this week or next week, where the school year officially begins for you. And so I want to ask you, maybe you've got new supplies, you've got new clothes, you've got all of these things and you're ready to go. Well, I want to ask you, what spiritual clothing are you wearing this year? So let's jump in, if I can. Oop. There we go. I got it. So Colossians 3:12, therefore as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. So before Paul even goes into like what we should be doing, he tells us who we are before we even get started. So you go into this school year, know who you are before you even get anywhere. I don't know what's happening over here, but this has got to stop. Thank you. Please don't do that. All right. Before you go into any school year, it's important for you guys to know who you are. And as God's chosen people, you're holy and dearly loved. And I think that word holy, sometimes we just kind of gloss over, but what holy means is set apart. So if you are in Christ, if you are a believer, if Jesus has saved you and rescued you, you are holy. You are set apart and you are dearly loved. Like God cares for you so deeply. And so because of that, because of how God loves us, this is what he tells us. Clothe yourselves with these things. So he's saying like, in the same way that you get dressed every morning, the same way that you get ready for school or for church, or you put on different things for maybe your sports team or for band or for dance or whatever, like you have these different clothes that you put on for these different occasions. And he's saying that regardless of what you're doing, you need to be wearing this. The first thing, clothe yourselves with compassion. With compassion. And so here's what compassion is. Compassion is a deep awareness and sympathy for another's suffering. Let me say that again. Compassion is deep awareness and sympathy for another's suffering. And so what Paul is writing here is the fact that as you go about your day in school, wherever you're at, be aware of others around you. Don't let your day just completely revolve around yourself and what you're doing and how you're feeling, but be aware of others around you, especially those who are maybe just having a rough day or a rough week or maybe even their month or year. It's just like they're just one thing after another. And we're called as believers to clothe ourselves with compassion, that the first thing that we put on is an empathy and sympathy for other people around us, that we wouldn't be the main focus. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility. And again, humility is knowing and being aware of our own sinfulness that helps us to think properly of ourselves. And so here's the crazy part, is the fact that we are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, but the only way that that happens is because of the fact that Jesus came, died for you, sacrificed himself for us so that we would have life to the full. And so it's like, in light of that, in knowing where we were, that we were dead in our sins, and because of Christ's love for us, the fact that he's rescued us, our actions and the way that we live should be reflective of that. Like, I think if that's something that we keep in the back of our minds, that I don't deserve anything. Like, I deserve death. I deserve, like, destruction because of my sin. But right now, I'm, like, walking, talking, living, breathing, and I have life because of God's grace in my life. Like, if we keep that in the back of our mind, that we don't deserve anything, then our priorities begin to shift, and things that we see as maybe ours for the taking or our attitude throughout the day, I think it changes. So we clothe ourselves with that humility, with that understanding. Before we walk out the door, we know that we are sinners saved by God's grace every morning. And then the last two, gentleness and patience. And patience, I love the way that this is described in here. Is the word that is used here for patience is actually, it's an endurance of pain or unhappiness. And so sometimes you're going to walk into school or you're going to walk into wherever you're going this year, and it feels like the day is just off to the wrong start immediately. And maybe you just have a lot of junk flying around. And it's like, you didn't ask for this. Maybe none of it is your fault. But God, in the beginning of the day, tells us, ready yourselves for those things with patience. Be patient. Know that regardless of whatever else is happening throughout the day, it does not affect who you are in Christ, which is chosen, holy, and dearly loved. That shouldn't throw us. And so we put those things on every single morning. So this passage starts off really talking about you as an individual. That whenever you wake up in the morning, here's a kind of a fun way to think about this, but as you're getting dressed or as you're getting ready in the morning, as you are, like, you're getting up and you're almost ready for school, even run through these things in your mind. I've put on everything. I'm ready to go. What am I missing? What else do I need to put on this morning? Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I want to be about that so that whenever people look at me, they know that I am saved by Christ and I'm different because of it. So again, what you put on these things, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So then after this, the passage, it shifts a little bit in verse 13. And so it goes from, hey, you put this on, to now, hey, here's how you should deal with others around you. Colossians 3, 13 and 14. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. And so the word bear here isn't like bear, like with claws and like an animal or whatever. But bearing with one another actually has to do a little bit with that patience that we talked about in the verse just before this. That as you bear with one another, basically in a nice way he's saying, hey, put up with each other. But in love, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. So he's saying, now that you have looked at yourself, as you go and as you interact with others around you, you need to treat them well. So you're not just putting on those things every morning so that you can walk out the door and be like, I have all these things on, I'm great, good to go, woohoo! And then do nothing with them. But he's saying, so because you put these things on first, then the way that you deal with other people around you, whether they're your friends, whether they are the kid who always seems to bug you in the middle of class or in the hallway, like regardless of those things, Scripture is telling us to put these things on so that we interact with those around us in a different way. The next thing he says is forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. And there isn't even like a, well, and only forgive them like if they asked for it. Or only forgive them if you feel like they've done their time. Or only forgive them if you feel like it's been long enough since what they did to you that was bad has like passed. No, it's just immediately bear with them and forgive them. If any of you has a grievance against someone, like just do it. That's what we're called to. And I think that we're able to do that better when we put on those things that were listed beforehand. That compassion, that kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And so here, what we put on, so not just you anymore, but what we put on as a whole, again, bearing with one another, forgiving, and then towards the end he says, the most important thing over all of these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So this is like the finishing touch, like on your outfit for the morning, like the thing that ties it all together. Like if you put on all of these nice things, but you don't have this, you've missed it. And so you check what you're wearing, how you've clothed yourself in the morning before you go out and before you get ready for the day. And this is how we are to interact with one another. And then he continues in verse 15. So he moves from what you should wear to how those things should affect the way that we interact with each other to then now, all right, here are the essentials. Here are the essentials. Verses 15 and 16. So once you put all that on, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And so here, I love this word rule. What this is actually referring to is like the way that a king would rule or like give out decisions. Like, it is my ruling that I say this. Or I, like, so I have said it, so it shall be done, kind of a thing. And so this is talking about let the peace of Christ, so letting him rule in your heart. And I think that sounds a little strange because it's like, okay, well, that's my heart, but the peace of, like, how is that supposed to, let me tell you, he actually gives you how to do this further on in the passage. So he says, let it rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. So here we go, verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. So he's saying, man, how do you let Christ's peace rule in your heart? You've got to be in his word. You've got to let his word dwell in you. And so for some of you, part of your morning routine, instead of just like getting ready, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, for some of you, I hope you take a shower. You get ready. Okay, also time out, boys. Spray deodorant, like, doesn't count. So if, like, you haven't showered for 3 days, just, like, it doesn't count. Just helpful advice. So your morning routine, I would encourage you so much to think about just spending, like, a short amount of time in Scripture in the morning. Like, even if you just pick one verse to read in the morning and just say, I'm just going to think about this today. I don't know where, like, you decide, hey, this school year, I'm going to start in Matthew. And I'm just like going to read a verse or a couple a day in the morning before I go to school to make sure that I'm clothing myself with these things. I'm clothing myself with compassion, with kindness, with humility and gentleness and all of these things. And so we want to let God rule in our hearts. And what that means is we put aside our own desires. So maybe there is that kid that you deal with every single day, it feels like, and you are just so frustrated and all you want to do is turn around and like yell and scream and maybe like hit them. But you let the peace of Christ rule in your heart to the point where you say, no, I'm not going to do that. I know who I am. I know that I am loved and chosen, and I am holy. I'm set apart. And so because of that, and because of what I've clothed myself with this morning, I'm going to act differently. And so where other people may turn around and lash out and may just go off, no, I'm going to remain calm and peaceful and civil here to show them Jesus. I think that's so important. And I think that's honestly the hardest thing, is to let God rule in our hearts, to let him be the one that makes the decisions, because a lot of times we want to do our own thing. But every morning, surrendering that to who he is and for what he's done, I think it's easier to surrender to Jesus in the morning when I remember what he's done for me and like what I actually deserve, which is nothing, and the fact of just like all of the things that I have. And that's why he even talks about you were called to peace and be thankful. Like just right there at the end, be thankful, be grateful. And so in your thankfulness, man, teach, admonish one another, sing songs, sing hymns from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. That element of thankfulness is so important every single morning that we get up. And so I would call this list here kind of the essentials. So this is like, you can put on all this other stuff, but if you walk out the door and you forget to put on your underwear, like, then you're in trouble for the day, all right? So this is like key stuff. So in kind of a funny way, think about this list here as your underwear. Like, this is... No, like, not everybody is going, nobody should see this, okay? Nobody should see this. But it should affect, like, everything that you do. Let Christ rule. This is an inward ruling in your heart. Like, you are the only one in that moment that knows whether you were letting Christ rule in that certain situation. Or maybe you're the only one that knows, did I do what I was supposed to do? Did I follow Christ in this? Was I thankful? Am I dwelling in the word of Christ in the morning? Am I doing those things? And am I doing it for Jesus or am I doing it for myself? Like, you're the only one that can answer those questions. And then, in the very end, verse 17, to close it all out, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let me read that one more time. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So this is saying that whatever you're doing, whether you're going to school, whether you're going to practice, whether you're going to rehearsal, whether you're going to wherever you're going, everything that you're doing should be done, whether in word or deed, in the name of Jesus. So even this morning, that we're all here this morning, hanging out, getting to do what we get to do in here, having fun, worshiping, listening, like, we get to do all of these things in the name of Christ. And it's not for us. Everything that we do is for Jesus. And so I want to ask that question again of you guys this morning. So what are you wearing this year? What are you putting on every morning? What about your morning routine helps you to remember the things that you need to put on every day to be a follower of Jesus, to be somebody who is a light in dark places, to be somebody who is continuing to be salt to those around them, to be a difference maker, to be kingdom workers? And so I think along with this question comes this one. Because a lot of times we get these new clothes for school and all this stuff, and we like have to make room in our closet because we don't have enough room because we have all these old clothes that maybe they don't fit us anymore. Maybe we don't need them anymore. And so what old clothes do you need to throw out? What things in your life do you need to get rid of to make room to put on compassion and kindness and humility and gentleness? Earlier in this passage, in verse 5, Paul writes, so put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. So this is the opposite of our spiritual clothing. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. You used to wear these clothes. You used to be this way. But now, you must rid yourselves of all such things, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Don't lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices. He's saying, these old clothes, they're gone, they're done. Get rid of them, kick them out, let them go. Take them off, because you've put on your new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Let me read that again. And put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. And then he goes on into what we talked about this morning. What things do you need to get rid of before this school year starts, maybe, so that you can put on these new clothes that God has allowed us to have? So we're going to take just a couple minutes. I'm actually going to have Marissa swing up here, and I'm going to pray for us. And then, we're gonna just break into groups of like three or four, and just talk for like 3 or 4 minutes about these discussion questions. So I'm gonna throw these up here. So let me pray for us, and then I'll let you guys talk, and then we're gonna worship together in the way that Scripture calls us to. So even this morning, you guys, as we worship that verse again, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another, so we did this morning. with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, which is what we're about to do right now, with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you that you have given us this new wardrobe, this new set of clothes for us to put on this year. God, even every morning, would you help us to remember that our old self is gone, that whenever we have trusted in you as our Lord and Savior, God, that old self is gone. Help us not to put on those clothes from our old life. Help us to put on our new selves. Help us to put on these new clothes that you've given us, compassion and humility and kindness. God, we pray this morning that you would rule in our hearts as King, that you would change us, that you would make us look more like you so that wherever we go, God, that you would just continue to advance your kingdom and not ours. God, so we love you. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.